It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Joe Mixey for the Average Joe Sports Show. Now talking with Liberty defensive back Alpha Jallo. Kind of want to recap the game against Virginia Tech last week and kind of look at the bulk of the rest of your season. But the big play coming last week, Alpha, was for you, the 71-yard fumble recovery return. Now, you weren't even projected to start the game. You were penciled in right before at the safety position. But you came out there, you made the fumble return. How did that feel being out there in front of the largest crowd that's ever seen a Liberty University football team take the field, over 62,000 people, and you go and you make the big play there to put Liberty up in the second quarter?
I just want to thank God, first of all, for the opportunity. But the atmosphere was so fun to play in. It was a great environment to be in. But I made that play. I was trying to make a play on a running back, actually, as well, as CT did. Saw the ball on the ground. My instinct is not to fall on it. My instinct is to run and try to score a touchdown. So that's what happened. Thank God for the opportunity as well.
Well, it certainly looked great from watching it. Now, this isn't the first time that you've made a big play in big games. While you've been on Liberty, they played Chapel Hill a couple of years ago, and you had an interception in that game. And then later in that season, you guys went to the FCS playoffs for the first time. And against Villanova, you ran the opening kickback. I believe that was 73 yards, wasn't it, or something like that.
Yeah.
So how was it for you making these big plays in these big games?
You know, my brother and my family always teach me to, you know, dominate in the bigger games. And, you know, I feel like I always want to showcase my talent. So when it comes to the big games, I want to be extra prepared. Not saying that I don't take, you know, smaller schools or other teams lightly who don't have a great record. But the big games, that's the games that I want to showcase my talent, you know. For example, if a scout comes back and want to watch film, they're going to watch film in the big games. So no, things in that nature for myself to showcase my talent.
Now, looking forward to this season and heading into the next game, you guys have your home opener on Saturday. That's going to be against the Dolphins of Jacksonville. You came into that game as 20.5-point favorites. They're going to come here to Williams Stadium. You've never faced them before. What are the keys for you as a team going into that game, and how confident do you feel?
I feel confident. I trust our coach's game plan. But the keys, I believe, that we have to do is just doing our assignment, you know. We anticipate a triple option. And schools that utilize that offense, you got to do your assignment. Some guys may get their eyes caught in different areas because things happen so fast. So if we're disciplined and do our assignments, we'll be successful against the Jacksonville team.
Now, you came onto this team a couple of years ago, transferring to Liberty from Stevenson University in Maryland. And now you find yourself coming out here as a senior, a leader, a mentor to the other players. How does it feel to be able to work with the younger players and really lead the secondary and the defensive backs coming in?
It's a great opportunity. You know, coming from a small school, you see a little bit of different things. I like it much better here at the big schools. But with the young guys, you know, I like to take them under my wings, you know, coach them up. So, in case anything happens to an older guy and they have to come in. You know, a lot of young guys on our team, they're actually smart. For example, Brandon Tillman, very smart guy. You know, he's the type of guy you don't have to say stuff to multiple times. He get it right away. And I thought that was just, you know, because, you know, he was getting a little bit of help. But that guy, you tell him something, he get it right away. For me, you know, I need to hear it. I may need to see it as well. Young guys, it's fun working with them as well. I love working with the young guys.
Now, finally, looking forward to the rest of your season, just looking at the schedule here, I know every game is a must-win game for you guys. You guys really want to get back to where you were a couple of years ago. But if you look at it, you know, on the scale of what game is the most challenging, what game are you looking forward to the most? I know one that might stick out to you is your next FBS opponent. That's against SMU in a couple of weeks down in Dallas. They're a team that was defeated by an FCS team last year in James Madison. And then Jacksonville State here at home the week after that. So when you look at this schedule, what teams are you most excited for, and what overall potential do you see for this team in 2016?
It's hard. This is a hard question to answer because we have a lot of good opponents that we place in the future and a lot of teams that have a lot of talented players on the team. But our next FBS opponent, I look forward to that game. They're a spread offense. You know, it's a team that has great athletes from the Texas area, and you know, teams like them, you know, they have a lot of talent and depth to provide themselves. But, I mean, straight to the point, you know, they have a spread offense, a game where we can try to get our hands on the ball in the secondary to make plays like that. And, again, you know, scouts want to watch how we play against big schools and how we react. So I look forward to that game. And, obviously, I'm going to throw another game in there. We play, you know, a team that they believe is going to be first in the Big South Conference. You know, I look forward to that game for our last home game of the season, my senior night. That'll be a game that, you know, we'll show the country and our conference who is the better team and who is the best team in the conference.
Well, Flames Nation will be watching and definitely looking forward. Thank you very much, Alpha Jawa, for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.